you know, being selected your first Pro Bowl by your peers, by coaches, you know, people that really watch and know the game and pay attention to little things is obviously a special thing. I didn't know when it was going to really sink in, but, you know, it sinks in when you go in, you do your interviews, you get two Pro Bowl jerseys, a helmet, and your kids are like, "Dad, are we in Hawaii?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we're in Hawaii, finally." You work all year to win a championship. Obviously, we didn't get to do that this year, but, you know, when you're recognized on an individual basis, too, and you get to bring, you know, I'm bringing my mom, dad, in-laws, all my family, and so it's so special. It's a who's who of professional football. You know, you've got your Peyton Mannings, you got 30 first-year guys making the Pro Bowl, so you got a lot of new faces. You name it, I mean, they're here. Guys like Jason Witten that know the ropes, have been here before, that really care about this game, the future of this game, and, you know, they're kind of passing the torch. They've been here for, you know, 6 to 13 years, some of these guys. So they're wanting the next generation of guys step up, play hard, and, you know, save and conserve this game for the rest of the NFL players. DJ, we came in together, and so it was one of those things where this is the second time over here for DJ, and we came in as a part of that 05 draft class, first and third rounds, and, you know, when he gave me a big hug as soon as he got over here and just said, "Hey, long overdue, glad you're here." You know, Jamal Charles, what he's been able to do coming back from injury was huge. We got guys here like Tamba that, you know, have a motor that, you know, as soon as you walk in a locker room, you can hear him like, "Tamba's back again. You know, he's going to be full bore for this Pro Bowl game too." And so when you got that many guys on your team that you know that well, and guys that I know from Tennessee and backgrounds, you know, this is really fun. The one thing that I want to do in Hawaii that I've been thinking about, and I told my wife, we're not going to Hawaii unless I make a Pro Bowl. I didn't know it was going to be 8 years before I cracked the code, but I did. I ran and jumped in the water. I mean, I was like a seven-year-old kid again. Just jumped in the water, rubbed sand all over, and was like, "You know what? I'm here. This is great."